Okay, so today we're diving into this podcast script called Health Battles, Loss, and Uncertainty, Finding Peace in God's Plan.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, how to find resilience and peace when life throws those curveballs.
It is, and it's fascinating how it blends those powerful stories with practical advice and even scriptural references.
Right.
It's almost like a, you know, a guidebook for navigating tough times.
Exactly. And what really stood out to me was that it doesn't shy away from, like, the nitty-gritty of facing challenges, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
And it introduces us to this group of people who are all going through very different things. We have Emily, a young woman battling a chronic illness.
Right.
John, an older man grappling with the loss of his wife. Lisa, she's a single mom facing financial hardship.
Tough situation.
Mark, a successful entrepreneur struggling with mental health.
You don't see that often.
And Sarah, who lost everything in a house fire. So it's like the script is saying, no matter what you're going through, you're not alone.
It is. And it's like others have walked this path and found a way not just to survive, but to thrive.
You know what really struck me about Emily's story especially?
Yeah.
Was that, why me? Anger. We often feel, you know, when things go wrong. Like, she's young, just starting out.
Starting college.
Bam, this chronic illness.
That's a lot.
But instead of staying stuck there.
Yeah.
The script highlights how she uses prayer.
Interesting.
To process those emotions and find surrender.
That's a good point, you know?
Oh.
It's not about ignoring those feelings, but finding a way to work through them.
Exactly.
And for many, that's where faith provides that framework.
Mm-hmm. While Emily found strength in prayer, John's story really hit home for me because it speaks to the power of love, even in the face of loss.
God, it's powerful.
Like losing his life after 50 years.
Wow.
That's profound grief. But he finds solace in the belief that their connection transcends the physical.
And that's a concept he finds reinforced through his faith.
Right. And what I found fascinating about John's story was it highlights the importance of community.
It does.
He doesn't isolate himself. He actively seeks out others who are hurting and starts a support group.
He turns his pain into purpose.
Right.
It's incredible.
And that brings us to Lisa's story. The single mom facing job loss and financial instability.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I mean, talk about a recipe for despair, right?
It is.
But I was so inspired by her focus on taking things one step at a time and controlling what she could.
You have to.
And finding support within her community.
That's so important.
She didn't try to solve everything at once. Yeah. She just focused on getting through each day.
One step at a time.
Okay, now Mark's story is really interesting.
What about it?
Here we have a successful entrepreneur, seemingly having it all.
Right.
But he's battling anxiety and depression.
It's a good reminder that appearances can be deceiving.
Exactly. And it reminds us that mental health struggles can affect anyone.
Absolutely.
So what are your thoughts on how the script handles this?
Well, I think what's interesting is that it really challenges the stigma around mental health.
Yeah.
Especially within a faith-based context.
Yeah.
Because there's often this pressure to be perfect, to act like faith protects you from these things. But the script acknowledges that vulnerability is part of being human.
It is.
And that seeking help, whether it's therapy or through faith, is a sign of strength.
It's about recognizing that we're all a work in progress.
We are.
Right. Mm-hmm. We all have our struggles.
We do.
And it's okay to ask for help.
And Mark's story is so important for those who are maybe struggling in silence.
Absolutely.
Feeling like they have to be strong when inside they're battling these demons.
It normalizes the experience.
It does.
Then there's Sarah.
Right.
Who faces losing everything in a house fire.
Oh, gosh.
Talk about a curveball.
That's devastating.
How do you even begin to process that?
You know, it's hard to imagine, but the script shows how even in that situation, she clings to her faith, finds strength in community, and rebuilds her life.
It's a testament to the resilience of the human spirit.
It is.
To find hope even when it seems impossible.
It's like if she can find a way forward after losing everything, then maybe there's hope for all of us.
No matter what we're going through.
Exactly.
That's powerful stuff.
It is.
And you know what's really interesting is that the script doesn't just tell these stories.
Right.
It also gives some practical steps for finding peace when things are uncertain.
It's like a roadmap, isn't it?
It is. Okay. And it's like, regardless of what you believe, you can use these steps.
I think so.
And it talks about, you know, leaning into prayer.
Right.
Finding comfort in scripture, building a support system, taking things one step at a time.
Those are all really good points.
And ultimately, you know,
yeah,
surrendering to a plan beyond our own.
Like, even if you're not religious, those things still matter. Having people you can count on, taking things slowly.
Right.
It just makes sense.
It does. It reminds me of this time I was going through something really tough.
Yeah.
And I felt so lost.
It happens.
And a friend told me to just focus on getting through the day.
Wow.
And not to worry about tomorrow.
Ah, that's good advice.
And it really helped, you know, to just focus on the present moment.
It's like finding that one thing you can control.
Exactly.
When everything else feels out of control.
Okay, so the script talks about prayer as a way to connect with something bigger than ourselves.
Right.
But for someone who isn't religious, how does prayer fit in?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Because I think for a lot of people, prayer isn't about talking to God, literally.
Right.
It's more about taking time to think, to connect with something bigger.
You know, like nature or art or music.
Exactly. Or even just finding a sense of peace inside yourself.
So it's more about being mindful?
I think so.
About finding stillness when everything is chaotic?
Right, and that can be so powerful, no matter what you call it.
Okay, and then there's the part about scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripts highlight some verses that give comfort.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jeremiah 29.11, for I know the plans I have for you.
Beautiful.
Or Psalm 34.08, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
Mm.
Do those verses mean anything to someone who isn't religious?
I think they can. I mean, those verses speak to everyone.
Right.
They're about hope and resilience and comfort.
Now, what's interesting is the script doesn't say that faith magically erases pain.
No.
Or that if you have faith, life will be easy.
It definitely doesn't.
It acknowledges that there will be struggles and questions and doubts.
Right. Like, it's part of the journey.
And that those things are actually what make life meaningful.
Yeah, it's not about pretending everything is okay.
Right.
It's about saying, hey, life is hard, but you can still find peace.
Exactly. It's like it's saying, even when things are tough, you can find strength.
And connect with something bigger than yourself.
Yes. And you can come out of those challenges stronger.
I love that.
And it emphasizes taking action.
Mm.
Like, it's not just about accepting things.
No.
It's about doing something, even if it's small.
Right. Like Lisa rebuilding her life one day at a time.
Yes. Or John helping others who are grieving.
Those are great examples.
So it's a combination of the inner work, like prayer and finding meaning, and then the outer work, like taking steps and building a support system.
It's about recognizing that we have choices.
Yeah.
That we can choose to be resilient.
And seek support.
And find strength in our faith or whatever gives us purpose.
And you know what I love about this script?
What?
Is that it speaks to so many people.
I agree.
Because even if you're not religious,
yeah,
the stories and the messages still resonate.
They do.
Because everyone faces challenges.
Everyone.
And everyone has to find a way to be strong.
And choose hope.
Exactly. It's like the script is holding up a mirror and asking us to look at our own lives.
Oh, I like that.
You know, to think about how we've faced challenges and how we've found strength.
And to realize that even in the tough times, we can find peace.
It's a powerful message, don't you think?
I do.
And, you know, something else we haven't really touched on is like
the
impact of the podcast itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it.
Okay.
Someone's listening while they commute or walk their dog.
Yeah.
You know, doing everyday things.
Right.
And these stories are just like weaving into their lives.
It's true. Podcasts are different from other media.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like someone sharing their story directly with you.
It feels personal.
It does.
It's like they're confiding in you.
Exactly. And that can be so powerful.
I think so.
Especially when you're struggling.
Yeah. You feel less alone.
It's like, oh, other people get it. Other people have been there.
And come out stronger.
Exactly. So it makes these conversations about faith and resilience more accessible. You know?
Oh, for sure.
It's not just in a church or a therapist's office.
It's right there with you.
In your earbuds.
Wherever you are.
So we've covered a lot.
We have.
The message of finding peace, the power of stories, the practical steps, even the podcast format itself.
It's been a good deep dive.
It has. So what stands out to you most from all this?
I think what really strikes me is how the script, even though it's about faith, it gives you this roadmap for any challenge, you know?
Right.
Like, those ideas of finding support and taking small steps, they apply to everyone, no matter what you believe.
It's like a toolkit for resilience.
Yeah, exactly. It's full of things you can use whenever things get tough.
And it reminds us that we all have that strength inside us to handle things, even when they're really hard.
And that there's always hope.
Always.
Sometimes you just need a little help to see it.
So I have one last question for you and for our listeners.
Okay.
If you were writing a guide for overcoming obstacles, what stories would you include? What advice would you give?
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Like taking everything we talked about today and making it personal.
Creating your own guide.
Yeah, because we can learn from others.
Definitely.
But it's our own choices that shape our lives.
That's true.
And that's a powerful reminder.
What is?
That we all have a story.
We do.
And we're stronger than we think.
I love that.
So as you go forward.
Yeah.
Remember everything we've explored today.
Okay.
The stories, the advice, and most importantly, remember to believe in yourself.
You got this, everyone.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep sharing your stories.
They're important.
More than you know.